obviously in my darkest moment, I kept on searching and I found my purpose, my true calling, which is to pass on this gift of self-belief. I know that's not easy to replicate in a formula, but I think within your toughest moments, the other side of that.
Hey, mental health champions. A few weeks ago over on That Entrepreneur Show, you had the chance to meet my man Nigel, David and Goliath representing us. And here he's got a mental health story to share. He's tackled the business world, but after getting to know Nigel, he really has overcome a lot. He's looking forward to sharing his story to help you today on a mental health break. Nigel Thomas, thank you for stopping by.
I appreciate you, Vincent. And just before we got started on this show, I'm going to embarrass you now. You're having some technical issues. And the reason I'm telling this to the audience is because I don't think a lot of people realize how much effort goes into these podcasts. But what I'll say is this is the real life. We do things, we figure them out as we go along the way. And that's part of the whole mental health thing. What gets you through in these moments when you're about to start a podcast recording and everything goes down? It's the belief that you'll figure it out and go along the way. And Vincent, you're one of the best people that represents us every single day. So I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the struggle and the willingness and the perseverance.
I appreciate the kind words. I appreciate you taking the time to share your story. If this is your first time with us, you can learn more about us on amentalhealthbreak.com. On Instagram is at a mental health break podcast, and we're at a mental health break everywhere else. This is the show where I do my best to normalize the conversation around mental health. Now there is becoming more conversations, but still not nearly enough. I'm grateful for everyone tuning in for over 4 years of weekly shows, and I'm grateful for guests like Nigel who keep coming forward with their willingness to share their story to let you know that you are not alone at the end of the day. Now, Nigel, where are you streaming in from today?
I'm in the UK actually, in
Is
the darkness and the wetness of the UK. But hey, I've still got a smile on my face for you, Vincent.
Well, likewise, we're going across the pond for a very special episode. And Nigel, we're talking about mental health. Share your story from wherever you feel comfortable starting.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll get straight into the heart of it. 3 to 4 months ago, I was thinking about taking my own life. I lost the person that believed in me most, the person that when I was at school and I got incessantly bullied, that made me believe that I could achieve great things. And the person that gave me the confidence, a woman, to go and build 2 agencies from 0 to 7 figures, to get up on stage in front of hundreds of people and share my story, and to grow my LinkedIn audience to over 40,000 people. And then that woman disappeared, cut me off out of nowhere. And I was left in a dark hole of emptiness. But in that dark moment, Vincent, I said to myself, if I'm not going to continue for me, I'm going to rise again for everyone else who deserves a second chance. Because even though I didn't, or that I lost that person, I had the gift of someone giving me that self-belief. So now I can pass that message on. Because whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're struggling in life right now, whether you've gone through heartbreak, whether you've lost someone that's important to you, ultimately, what brings you forward to keep moving is the self-belief that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I don't just want to talk a big game, I want to back it up with massive, relentless action. And that's why I'm documenting my comeback at davidtogoliath.com, a newsletter where I'm building 100,000 newsletter community in public for everyone else who lacks that self-belief, but wants to take a chance, wants to escape the life of mediocrity, and wants to climb the mountain of greatness.
I love your dedication and determination to really just get back on top of things. You have the self-belief because of how much you've accomplished out there. And I'm sorry for your loss, but it seems like now you're making that legacy grow even bigger with all this, the knowledge and skills that were passed on to you in their name, 100,000 person mailing list. I mean, I'm under 1,000 and I'm still like building it up.
Yeah, it's a challenge, man. And look, it all sounds sexy, but the reality is, and I think where my story differs to other people, is I'm in the pain right now. I've not got over this, but I'm documenting in the pain. I've not achieved this massive thing. And then I'm looking back and saying, this is how I got through my struggles. Listen, guys and girls, I'm in the pain right now, and I want to be there with you. And I want to bring you on this journey with me and bring this community of everyone else who's going through the struggle. And together, I believe through community, we can win this fight. But it's not easy, man. Like, I have my days where I'm in bed and the victim voice gets into my mind and tells me to stay in bed. It looks back and questions, what if? Where did I go wrong? What could I have done differently? And it stops me, or tries to stop me, from achieving what I know I can and achieve and what I'm capable of. And that's where what I started doing, and I think this is a great lesson for anyone, is I started getting out at 6 a.m. 4 days a week with one of my good friends, and we go running. The UK is dark and cold and rainy, like I said, but we get running. And the reason why we do that is because we stamp out the voice of that victim one stride at a time. And we empower the voice of the champion, because everyone's got those two voices. You might label them something else. I call them the victim and the champion, but everyone's got that champion inside of them. But here's my message, and this is the brutal one. No one is going to believe in you for you. You have to do that yourself. And it's up to you. You have to take that responsibility, even if you're going through so much pain right now, to empower the voice of that champion. But no, there is greatness inside of you, and it is possible. You've just got to start. You've just got to move them forward. You've got to find your people and never, ever give up, and never, ever, ever suffer in silence.
I love the message, brother. Thank you so much for sharing this positivity. Now, I want to ask you, from your experiences when you were at you're struggling the most, what are some things that helped you get back to where you need to be? I know you mentioned you're still on this journey, you're still recovering, but what are some things that got you from zero to one? What are some things that helped the baby steps?
Finding purpose. For me, obviously, in my darkest moment, I kept on searching and I found my purpose, my true calling, which is to pass on this gift of self-belief. I know that's not easy to replicate in a formula, but I think within your toughest moments, the other side of that is interesting, because I've got this guy called Joe, and he's a younger guy, he's an entrepreneur. And he's running this agency. He's worked with some great clients like Jordan Peterson, and the list goes on, like Tony Robbins. He's worked with also Ali Abdul. He scaled him from 40 to 2 million subs on YouTube. And he's a great guy doing great things. And he just texted me the other day because I saw he went a bit silent for a while. And the 9-year relationship that he's had that was his rock has just disintegrated overnight. And he's in a really, really bad place. So he opened up and told me about that. And the reason I'm sharing that story is that's one of the best places to start, to confide in other people and to talk. And I said to him, Joe, I'm coming to visit you in person. And guess what? I ain't taking no for an answer. And that's where, like Winston Churchill said, you measure your relationships by how they show up in bad weather. Now, when you're in your most painful moments, you find out who your real people are. Not when you're riding high, it's now. So you reach out to certain people you want to confide in. I know that's not easy, but you will find the real people. And these are the people you want to keep close to you, because they're worth their weight in gold. So talking to people, for me, it was my friend Dan, who we go out running with. I
Right.
shared that and it helped so much. And it led to us obviously doing these runs. And now he's helping me build David to Goliath, and we're going through this journey together.
I love how you're building your team, you're building your support circle. Everyone out there, we can't go through life alone. I get the unique privilege of having podcasts a few times a week. So I get these organic conversations as an entrepreneur. We do spend most of our days alone in the grind, and it's always nice to have this in-person interaction, especially here on a mental health break. What are some other things you do to improve your mental health, Nigel? We talked about how you got out of that rut, talked about how you like to go running. What else is really a game changer for you?
Yeah, and by the way, I just wanted to say, if someone doesn't have someone they feel like they can confide in and trust, reach out to Vincent. You know, I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. I'm sure he'd answer your emails or wherever you can contact him on. And there's one person right now, and someone who understands mental health very well. So there's an option for you. But yeah, other things I do for the mental health side, I think for me, it's important to have progress. So I'm a big believer in inputs, things you can control instead of outputs, and tracking your progress. I think this massively helps you see visibly you're moving forward. So for you, that might be reading 10 minutes of a book a day. It might be doing some cold calls. It might be, listening to a podcast from someone you find inspiration from. And what you should do is build a monthly tracker with every single day in there and then measure the progress you're making. Because at the end of the month, regardless of what happens in your control, you will see 30 days of progress. And it might not sound like much, but trust me when I tell you, this gathers so much momentum and it really builds your strength of character.
And yeah, it's something I can also attest to, focusing on the small wins, the small progress, and the beginning of my journey, focusing on these big shiny end goals and these big, now let's not get overwhelmed and drive up anxiety. Let's make manageable steps on how to improve small progress every day. Same thing for me in the gym every morning. I don't see my results the next day. You see them weeks and months down the road with consistency. Like everything else in life, consistency plays a major factor. My mental health cheat is, of course, the gym. Not running as much because I have the rod in my leg, but I like the bike. I do, I think it's called the pre-core, where my leg doesn't have to have beating up and down. I've set in a small goal, it may last 50 strides additional a day. After Christmas break, I had a week off. I'm eating, I'm out of shape, I'm feeling like crap because I'm eating not the best. So I said, let's just go 50 strides a day, 50 more every day. And then from there, now at the end of the week, 350 more strides. At the end of the month, 350, 350, 350, 350. It adds up very, very quick. So thank you for bringing that up. Really focusing on staying in the now, monitoring your progress. I'd love to talk a little more about you, Nigel. What else do you have going on? I know you're an ambitious guy. You mentioned the newsletter, website, and the work. Floor is yours, Nigel.
Yeah, and again, just kind of wrapping up the tips, I think. Also, what's in your control and what impacts your mental health the most? You've got three core pillars. If you want to track progress against them, you'll know this. They all work together. One is sleep. So make sure you're going to bed at the same time, getting up at the same time every day. Another one is exercise, which helps your sleep. And the other one is diet. If you can literally control those three things, you'll feel so much better in 30 days. And that's what I did, and that really helped me. But yeah, in terms of what I'm doing, apart from those things, and obviously moving forward and making progress, the David to Goliath newsletter. Every single newsletter, we're not here to build something to milk our audience of sponsorships. Takes 50 hours to put together with comic books, storytelling. And the reason we're doing that is because I care so much about making impact. So every Tuesday, we release a story and an update on the comeback. Also, documenting and sharing everything I've learned in my entrepreneurial journey so far, tactics and tools to help people, as well as documenting the pain and saying how we're getting through and trying to achieve this monumental goal. And then the other thing is on Thursdays, we're interviewing some of the best underdogs from our generation, people who were in that mental health crisis, people who had nothing. And then because they believed in themselves, over the course of years and years of dedication, they built something massive to show us that it is truly possible. So every Tuesday, every Thursday, all for free, by the way, at davidtogoliath.com. Join the movement, pass it on, share it with your friends, and together, let's rewrite history.
David2Goliath.com.
Yeah, that's the one, man.
All right. A newsletter that takes 50 hours to complete simply because he wants to make an impact for you. So reach out to him, get on this list. I mean, he's inspired me so much the last two conversations we had. And I guess I couldn't end this show without giving a big shout out to Miko. Miko has brought me a lot of incredible guests over
He's a
the
legend.
years. And I know when Miko pings me on WhatsApp and he says, I got someone cherry picked for you, it's going to be a guy just like Nigel. And he's been out here giving us all the courage to keep going no matter what stands in our way. Every mindset we have, you can change it. Every down period we have, we can go back up again, but it won't happen overnight. And it's all through, like he said, focusing on progress. Of course, that also includes not being too hard on ourselves, but that's, of course, easier said than done. Nigel.
I need to end it on the tagline, man. The
But,
tagline for David Goliath. If I can get to where I want to get to, hit this 100,000 subscriber mark and show people that I'm not just all talk, I'm actually a man of my words, Then I'll reveal what the next step is. But trust me, it's going to be big.
I
And here's
love
my
it.
message to anyone out there who's going through the struggle, because this is a tagline to David to Goliath. Keep dreaming like a giant, but fight, believe in your dreams like a goddamn underdog, baby.
I love it. We know the website. Share your email one more time. Or how anybody else can get in touch with you, preferably.
Yeah, davidtogoliath.com. If you want to reach out to me and have a personal conversation, you can either subscribe there and reply or go to LinkedIn, Nigel Thomas. Drop me a line. I share content there every single day. Let's connect and let's build something great together.
I love it. Well, thanks again for coming on. Thank you, Miko. If you're tuning in one more time, everyone be sure to go to david2goliath.com. Show some love to that newsletter because it will show love to you. He puts in the time to make sure the impact is there. The show is at A Mental Health Break Podcast on Instagram, A Mental Health Break everywhere else. Be sure to head to YouTube and click the subscribe button to Vincent A. Lancey, where we have the podcast channels under there. We'll have some clips from Nigel's appearances on the show there. And with that, we are signing off from St. Petersburg, Florida to across the pond. Nigel, thanks so much, brother.
Appreciate you.